Spending a few minutes now with Justin Morrison, who just wrapped up his senior year playing football at the University of Pennsylvania and probably has a very bright future ahead of him in the medical research field. And first of all, Justin, as we're talking here, I think 2 weeks ago the season was over. Has it hit you that football is over for you, or is it still kind of surreal?
At this point, it's still kind of surreal. You know, I'm still like going down there with the guys working out. And like at this point, I don't think it has been enough time, you know, like the last 3 years, like around this time is like, yeah, I still got next year, still got spring ball. So once spring ball starts for the, you know, those younger guys is when it's really going to hit me that like it's all over. But right now it still feels like I have another year left.
4 years go by in a blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye. Definitely does. Like I remember telling my, one of my teammates, Jyron, I was like, before we know it, we're going to blink and like, it's all going to be over. And like, I'll just tell him the other day, like this, like that's just happened. Like we're all done now. So
talk to me a little bit about, first of all, what is your major?
So my major is called the Biological Basis of Behavior.
Okay. What led you into this? Is this something that since you were a kid, you've always been fascinated with research, the brain, stuff like that? How did it come about?
Okay. So I think towards like my junior year, I started like thinking about like what I wanted to major in, like what I could see myself doing. And I realized that I've always been like fascinated with the brain, you know, how it works, how it's different in different people, how it controls like behavior, personality, action, and everything. So that kind of led to my aspirations in like doing research in neuroscience, you know, majoring in neuroscience, just developing my knowledge on that subject.
So you study this through your time, and then this past summer you get a fellowship. How did this come together? Because I know you worked with or worked under another former Penn football player in Michael Sangubowale. How'd that all come together?
Right. So I reached out to Jake Stern, one of our administrative guys, and we have so many alumni in like the business world and things like that. So I was like, asked him, were there any guys, you know, in the medical field, like specifically neuroscience? He's like, yeah, we actually have a guy, Michael Sangubowale, who works over at Presby. He's a postdoc in the neurology department. You should reach out to him. So I actually reached out to him 2 summers ago to try to work with him that summer. Some things didn't work out. He's like, but we can still be in touch, you know, for this past summer. So, you know, we stayed in touch that entire time. I met with him, met with the whole staff, and got the fellowship from there.
So what was the goal of the fellowship? Because it was based on, now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you did some research into dealing with brain injuries using the generic form of Viagra. Is that correct?
Yes.
So let me start. Take me inside the weeds here in science. Why? What is the hypothesis? Why would this work? Mm-hmm. Why would you people look at this in the medical field and see, okay, A plus B could equal C here?
Right. Okay. So Viagra is a vasodilatory. You know how you use it in, you know, like erectile dysfunctions and things like that. So in the brain, when it comes to traumatic brain injuries, a target of traumatic brain injuries is the vascular system of the brain. So we know the effects of Viagra, you know, with erectile dysfunction. So we wanted to see if that had any effect on the vascular system of the brain.
What did you learn? Because I know it's not something where you try, go, okay, it works. Like, right. You know, take me through the process. Was it positive? Was it kind of unclear? How did it come?
So we actually did get a lot of positive results. And like, we're really hopeful that, you know, eventually this can lead to like, you know, some breakthrough discovery. But there's still like some phases to go. But as we, you know, we did all our research, did all the analysis, and we did find like a lot of positive results, which was really, you know, promising.
As far as the idea that, you know, the Viagra and an A plus B equals C, that this could be something that works for vascular, is the hope that in the best case scenario, would this reverse damage? Would it mitigate it? What would be the hope that if this goes the way researchers hope it would be able to do?
Right. So in traumatic brain injuries, the vascular system is the target. And what happens is you're not getting oxygen, you're not getting blood flow, which means you're not getting oxygen to certain parts of the brain. And this leads to some, you know, neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and things like that. So we're hoping that once you increase blood flow, you know, repair those damaged blood vessels, that it can stop it. And who knows, maybe can reverse it. But, you know, we're still working on that.
So what did you do during the fellowship? What, take me through, you know, start to finish. Was it the entire summer? Was it a couple of months of the summer? How?
So we started in June and it ended in August. The first 2 weeks, we actually participated in a coding class, you know, because everyone was working in different departments, but it could, you know, some computer science might be involved in it. So they wanted us to get like a little bit of background in computer science first. So we did 2 weeks of a coding class, and then we started the fellowship for those next like 6 to 7 weeks.
So what would go into the fellowship when you mm-hmm. get into the research? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say what's a typical day because mm-hmm. you know, I don't think there's such a thing with something like this. But what were some of the things you would do? What kind of things were you allowed to do hands on? What type mm-hmm. of things? Stuff like that.
Right. So for the most part, I was doing a lot of like analyzing data, you know, constructing charts based on some of the results we got. So like mainly just like computer stuff. But other than that, like I was able to like do some of the experiments. I would just like sit in the back and watch a little bit and then like hold some different instruments we were using. But I was able to be a part of the experiments we were doing. I had a fantastic opportunity to shadow some of the neurologists that work in our department, go to, you know, the trauma unit, which was pretty cool. I was able to do a lot of things, and I was like really grateful for the experience.
What is the intensity, or not the intensity, when you're doing the research and stuff like mm-hmm. that and you start to get a result, is the feeling the same that you get on the football field before a big moment? Like, I would imagine it's kind of like an adrenaline shot, mm-hmm. but it's for different reasons.
Right. So I think you can compare it because there's always like a process to it, you know, and you're not always going to get that big moment where you find like some promising results. So when you do, it's a great feeling knowing football field, you know, always going to make a big play or whatever, but you know that, you know, all the practice and all the time you put in when things go well, you know, it's like a great feeling.
What's the biggest thing you learned during that fellowship? And I don't mean results wise, mm-hmm. like, you know, X plus this but I mean the biggest thing you learned going forward, the lessons you learned from being able mm-hmm. to be along for this ride.
Okay, yeah. So I think one of the biggest lessons I learned was that research in general can be like a really slow process, but it's something worthwhile in it, you know, making discoveries and literally like change somebody's life, changing the landscape of you know, medical field, and just how, like, even in football, I've been working with the team and like the medical field is a lot different. But so, you know, just being able to work with the team, being able to bounce ideas off each other and know like yeah, we're all working together and like we all have each other's back.
I'm assuming it's not lost on you that, you know, so much of football is now worried about traumatic brain injuries and concussions, and here is a football player working to better that. Does it make it more personal for you mm-hmm. that, you know, working on something like this?
Yeah, it kind of does. I don't think a lot of people don't really get that experience, you know, to be on the field one day and the next day studying something that, you know, has been a very controversial topic in today's world. So just being a part of it, knowing like the things that are going on in the brain, like while I'm out there too, was like really, you know, really cool to like have that, those two different perspectives.
So what is next for you? Will you continue? I mean, maybe not in that position, but mm-hmm. Is that research something that you will stay connected to, or what's the next step for you as you get ready to graduate? Mm-hmm.
Right now I've been in the process of looking into some post-bac programs because there's still some courses that I have to fulfill in order to apply to some med schools. But as far as research goes, I think I want to be more on the hands-on side, like more of like a surgeon maybe. You know, just being able to interact with patients more from a doctor's perspective. Like when we were doing research, like we saw like we didn't really get to interact with the patients that much. Like they were like mainly numbers, you know, like this person's subject ID, this and that, where I want to be, you know, be able to have like a positive influence and be able to interact with the patients, like get to know their story, like develop like really personal relationships with them.
You kind of touched on this earlier, but as far as that research is concerned, is there a timeline for how long they think they can get to a point before they can say that, yes, this is something we can pursue and we can mm-hmm. take to the next level?
Yeah, so like I was saying, there's always a process. So when you start research, there's different phases. So So you go through phase one, you know, you have a small population, very specific. Phase two, you start, you know, going to different stratifications. And then there's phase three, phase four, and then I'm pretty sure, like, the FDA has to approve it. And then, like, after that, that's when it goes, like, into
the market. Best case scenario, you're talking years before.
Right, exactly. So we were in phase one at that point.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely years. But we're making, like, some headway, and it's really promising.
Did it help? I don't want to say help, but having a guy who did what you did in college, mm-hmm. and Sagabawale was a monster on the defensive line.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what.
I heard.
But being able to share that common experience, having that in common, how much did that help you just feel comfortable there, but also not that you need self-confidence, but, hey, this guy was right where I was mm-hmm. 10 years ago. There's no reason I can't do what he's doing.
Right, yeah. It was really cool working with Dr. Sagabawale, knowing that, you know, he's a former Penn alumni, done, like you said, on the field doing the same things I was. And I just know that, like, we were able to relate to each other a lot and, you know, talked about football, talked about sports in general, and it was just a really cool experience working with him. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the Penn experience? When you put it all together,
okay.
Football, academics, fellowship, all mm-hmm. that stuff. If I had to ask you, what was number one on the list, what would it be?
Okay. That's a tough question. I don't want to, like, you know, downplay all the other, you know, great opportunities, experience that I've had here, but definitely the friendships and the bonds that I've made with my teammates is just something that I don't think you can do in, like, doing a lot of other things in this world. Just the bonds we have, like, I have 100 brothers on the team, you know, and I know that our relationships are going to last, like, past college. So it was a wonderful experience getting to know everyone and just building, like, such a strong relationship with those guys.
And we talked about what's next as far as Perfect World. Do you have a list of medical schools and stuff like that that you would like to attend?
Kind of have a geographic location that I want to tell. I want to be on the West Coast, but, you know, my family's in Jersey, so being close to them would be ideal. But really, I'm just going to, you know, cast a wide net, and then whoever accepts me, you know, go from there.
And you'll graduate in the spring?
Yes.
So, and then in the fall, you'll start medical school?
I'll start the post-bac program.
Post-bac program,
for a year,
okay.
And then start applying to medical schools after that.
Where do you do the post-bac? Will they do that at Penn, or is that wherever you decide?
Yeah, wherever I decide. I actually haven't decided yet, but it most likely might be at Penn.
Okay.